Eufy is sponsoring today's video. They reached out to me. I tested out their video lock. It is a game changer. I'm going to paint a picture for you for why I'm so excited to work with them. So you're getting home, your arms are loaded with groceries or packages or boxes or everything, and your keys are in your pocket. This drives me nuts. This happens all the time. I upgraded to the Eufy video lock, fingerprint, tap, I'm inside. And honestly, I also feel way safer. It's got this awesome built-in camera. So whether it's a package delivery or late night Uber order, I see exactly who's there right from my phone. There are no more mystery knocks. And the best part, this thing was such a breeze to set up. There's no wires, there's no drilling. There's also no monthly subscription fees. So if you are done fumbling with your keys, because I definitely am, search for Eufy Video Lock or head over to eufyofficial.com/video lock. Your front door, your sanity. I just want to take a second and thank Policy Genius. They're supporting today's episode of Success Story. I know we all have kids. We all have families we want to take care of. And I personally checked something off major on my to-do list, life insurance. It's a tough topic. It's really hard to think about, but it's so important. And the hard part was sorting through all the options. Luckily, I found Policy Genius. Policy Genius is an online insurance marketplace that makes getting life insurance surprisingly easy. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Now, knowing my family's protected brings me incredible peace of mind. Don't put off this important decision. Check life insurance off your to-do list in no time with Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. In terms of being successful, you look for a couple things. One thing you didn't mention was experience, and I thought that was interesting. So talk to me about how important experience in a category is to success.
Oh, that's a double-edged sword. And depending on probably the moment of the day, I could argue, I could take both positions in that debate.
So explain why you can take both positions. Explain both lenses that you look at this through.
So, I do some investing and also provide some guidance to friends who do tech investing. And yesterday, the day before, a friend sent me over a pitch deck. It's a category that I wasn't super familiar with, but reviewed the data and the deck and the storyline, and he wanted my feedback on it. And immediately, the first page in the deck that I kind of gravitated towards when trying to synthesize my recommendation to someone I care about, whether they should invest their hard-earned money into this business, was the team. Mm-hmm. And it starts with, is the team capable of pulling this off? And that's a wide range, right? It's are there the right business leaders? Are there the right technicians? Are there the right marketers, the right operations people, etc. And this team was extraordinary, military backgrounds, just really impressive, like special ops people. But then they also had a number of years and a very clean trajectory from their armed service days through developing category expertise and vertical domain expertise. And that made me really feel comfortable, right? Like here are these people that they understand the industry that they're going off after building a solution to. You could see how that could lead to demand generation. They knew where to go to source initial deal flow and new customer acquisition. But I also think that on the flip side, when you look and you take someone who has deep domain expertise and has been playing in a system for a long time, they've been trained to think in terms of let's operate efficiently the way that things have always been operated. And so when those type of people oftentimes come in and they have some idea of how they're going to disrupt the industry that they've spent 15 years in, and you start kind of going deep and talking through kind of their process and how they were going to attack the problem, you realize that they're thinking incrementally differently than they were at the incumbent that they worked for. Mm-hmm. Whereas oftentimes to disrupt something, you need a complete fresh perspective. Like you can't be, saddled down with all of the reasons why this couldn't work, or things have to be done the way that they've always been done. And so there are times when you take an entrepreneur who doesn't have direct domain expertise, has applicable expertise, and that person is more likely to be successful because they're just coming in a little bit naively, looking and saying, like, with completely fresh eyes, like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, why would you build an entire industry this way? You know, there's a better framework for how this industry should be run. And so that's, you know, it's so interesting that you asked that question, because I do spend a lot of time thinking about that, you know, when making investment decisions. You know, like, when does it make sense to invest in someone who does have deep domain expertise and you have that confidence that that they understand what they're going after? And when does that not make sense? And when would you rather bet on someone who's coming in completely, you know, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, you know, ready to run through, you know, brick walls, and is bringing completely fresh ideas to a legacy industry?
Could you, I guess, optimal situation would be like both personalities.
I think so, right? Where the,
or would the industry expertise? I was just thinking, like, just like as a entrepreneur going in, maybe the person without the expertise would almost like default to and just feel comfortable with like somebody coming from the industry. Then maybe that might actually dilute their own thought process and bringing disruptive, innovative ideas to a company.
I think there's probably roles for the right roles for both. In our company, we have both, right? So Jonathan, my co-founder, and I, you know, we have deep domain expertise in consumer internet and building and scaling direct to consumer brands and building marketing technology platforms in kind of digital quant spaces. But we did not have a background in direct mail, very specific, you know, sector within, you know, advertising in general. And I think because of that, it's allowed us to completely rethink the way that direct mail should be executed. And this is an industry. This year, the latest numbers I heard is over $50 billion will be spent here in the U.S. in this channel. It's an established 100-year-old vertical with some really big players. And so on the entrepreneurial front, the kind of vision behind, you know, what we think, you know, this industry could look like in the future and how it can support advertisers and brands, I think is very different than the way that that senior execs coming out of the direct mail industry, you know, would think. And that works out for our roles. But then, you know, a lot of what we do is around complex operations and logistics. You know, the heads of those departments, you know, we've recruited away from you know, big incumbent companies because, you know, they need to have expertise in how to play within the system, how the U.S. Postal Service works, how freight forwarding and logistics providers move pallets of mail around the country, how, you know, manufacturers producing, you know, hundreds of millions of pieces of mail a month for us, you know, behave and operate, how to source paper in a pandemic. You know, there are all these things that if you don't have that domain, deep domain expertise, you know, no innovation in the world is going to, you know, is going to make you successful. And so in our company at the executive level, we have a blend of, I think, kind of creative thinkers, like disruptive thinkers, and, you know, those individuals who have deep domain expertise. And that, and so I think that was kind of your, maybe your suggestion. And
it was, I just wasn't, I've never seen, I've always sort of seen one or the other. That's why, because I've never been exposed to an organization where you have both. But actually, the company that I'm at right now, that's how we're trying to build out the leadership team. So it's just interesting to get your perspective on it, because I would hope it would work. And that's like the just to theorize, like, what would be the best possible way to disrupt an existing a category or industry. It's like, how do you bring somebody, obviously you have great product, but you bring somebody in who's from that industry, and you combine somebody who is just a creative entrepreneurial thinker, and then like those two in tandem can work together to do like incredible stuff. But I'm like living through this right now, so that's why I was just curious.
I we could certainly take this, you know, offline as well, but I'm seeing it firsthand that it can work. You also, there has to be a lot of other components that work collaboratively within, you know, those kind of differing personality types or experience types. I think it's probably a pretty good recipe to have a little bit of both.